Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. President-elect Donald Trump has a lot on his plate as he moves to put together his team as the nation's 47th president. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
As Trump allies jockey for key White House and cabinet positions, some top names are emerging. Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty is being considered for Secretary of State, along with former Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell and Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Now to the Middle East, where there's a serious blow to any ceasefire deal involving Israel and Hamas amid increasing starvation reports from Gaza and new deaths there from Israeli strikes. The BBC's Joe Inwood.
Qatar has played a key diplomatic role in trying to bring an end to this conflict, as well as taking part in talks. It has hosted the political office of Hamas, allowing them to operate with relative freedom. The message from Washington is that that agreement must come to an end. Speaking anonymously, a senior U.S. official said Hamas's rejection of another ceasefire and hostage deal was the final straw. Qatar apparently agrees.
There is major destruction in Southern California, and thousands have evacuated, fleeing with pets or the clothes on their backs. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
This firestorm was so powerful, it tore through homes divided by canyons. Neighborhood after neighborhood decimated in just over 24 hours. It will take years to rebuild, and there's no guarantee another fire won't strike again.
A semi-automatic gun ban in Illinois has been tossed out. The governor is vowing to appeal.
Federal Judge Stephen McGlynn strikes down Illinois' gun ban as unconstitutional. He says his decision on semi-automatic weapons applies universally, not just to the plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit challenging the ban. The ban on AR-15 rifles and similar guns and large-capacity magazines took effect on January 1st. It was in response to the 2022 July 4th parade shooting in North Suburban Chicago that left 7 people dead and dozens injured. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Are you dusting off those credit cards for a major holiday spending spree? You may be telling your age. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Younger shoppers are planning to spend more this holiday season. According to a new survey from software company ShipStation, 28% of Gen Zers say they'll shell out more than $1,000 on gifts and other items. Older generations plan to spend between $250 and $500.
The nation is about to have a record number of women governors this year. There will be 13 of them. 18 states have never had a female governor. Some pundits have suggested that men had an issue with Kamala Harris's presidential campaign because they didn't believe that a woman should be running the nation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New CDC data shows 3 out of every 4 high school students across the country say they've experienced at least one adverse childhood event. That can include violence in the home, parents separating, and any kind of abuse. Scientists are learning that these events can be connected to substance use disorders and even chronic illness or autoimmune problems. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Research shows these experiences, called ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry and produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist and member of Kentucky's Bounce Coalition, Joe Barjone.
We're seeing some of the same kinds of patterns. That increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases such as diabetes and obesity. Childhood trauma costs states. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. Barjone adds schools can help address the youth and mental health crisis by cultivating a sense of belonging and connectedness, as well as increasing suicide prevention programs.
Promoting mental health awareness, teaching kids around social emotional learning and dealing with their emotions in an effective way, increase mental health services.
The most recent data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is only from 2018 to 19, but it shows nearly 40% of Wisconsin kids had at least one adverse childhood experience. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma-Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators help kids in public school districts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 49. Some showers tonight. Low 40s. Showers in 51 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, a little breezy, cloudy, 40 degrees. A few sprinkles Veterans Day Monday. Otherwise partly sunny with a high of 49.
Currently 46 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Everywhere you want to go on the Civic Media app, download that right now. You can take it. It's free, everyone. No reason to pay, and it is a great way to take us with you because we got lots of stuff here on our airwaves, and we want to talk about it today, and I want to talk to you most of all. That's the most important thing. So let's go ahead and grab our first caller of the morning. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I'm looking for a hand crank or a VAC case tractor. If somebody's got one they'd like to get rid of, you can call me at 715-652-3379. You can just leave a message if I'm not around. Thank you.
All right, 652-3379, the number to call. Thanks for that. And we've got, if you're interested in that, or actually if you have that and he is willing to take that off your hands, give him a call, 652-3379, and leave a message if he does not answer. And that is how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. Super easy as we join together on this Saturday. It is the 9th of November, 2024, 11:08 on the clock. My name is Seth, and thanks for tuning in to Over the Back Fence. We're going to get into some programming stuff, of course, as we look ahead to the week coming up. We're also going to look at some sports stuff. We're going to talk about events happening all throughout the central Wisconsin area. And whatever you want to talk about, 424-2600, or if you want to buy or sell items, all that sort of thing, that is what we are here for on Over the Back Fence. Hope to hear from you very, very soon. First, I want to do a quick recap of the one game that we had in the area here last night. The River Kings were home against the Express, and it did not go well. If you were at the game or if you listened on WIRI 105.5, you heard they lost 5-0 last night. Not a great homecoming this weekend. They look, of course, the River Kings do, to right the ship tonight, make a split of the series as they take on the Express once again, 7 o'clock. At the Southwood County Rec Center. We encourage you to go in person, of course. It's always so much fun to attend a hockey game. Lots going on. But if you can't make it and you still want to follow the game, just tune in to 105.5 WIRI. Mike Comer will have the call, and it's at around 7 o'clock is when the puck will drop. Make sure you tune in then if you want to follow the River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Of course, we are home for Badgers, and no Badgers football this weekend. They do have a bye. They'll be coming up again next week, and I'm not sure if we have, I think we do have a time. I'll have to look that up. I think we do have a time for the game next week. I believe it's going to be in the evening as they take on Oregon, and we also, of course, throughout the week have basketball. We have Badger hockey tonight as well. Let me go ahead and check that thing. Where's that my sheet there? I don't know where it went. Anyway, we do have Badger hockey tonight. tonight, starting at 5:30, the pregame. And I believe puck drop is at 6 for that as they take on Minnesota. Again, they lost that game, unfortunately, to the number 3 ranked Gophers. Not surprising, but always a good series between Wisconsin and Minnesota. And we'll see how that goes tonight, 5:30 on these airwaves. We also have some Badger basketball tomorrow that starts at about 9 a.m. And we'll bring that game to you. And then we will join the polka show in progress if it goes that long to about 1 o'clock. If not, of course, 1 o'clock is when the Sunshine Polka Show starts on Sunday afternoon. So tune in for that as well. And that should hopefully, we'll hopefully be able to broadcast the entire polka show after the Badger game tomorrow in the morning. Of course, we have Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday every single week from 5 to 6, a live call-in sports show. Make sure you listen and contact us, everyone. We have a great time talking about, oh, all kinds of local stuff here. You might hear Randy. You might hear Mike. You might hear me along with James. You might hear Coach Paul talk about what's happening with the River Kings as well. So make sure you tune in on from 5 to 6 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Playmakers. That is our local sports show. And, of course, oh, I don't want to forget to mention, we also have on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, we have high school basketball coming up very, very soon. Some exhibition games. We're hoping to carry the Cranberry Classic for you as well, which will be a blast. Make sure you tune in for all of that. We are, of course, WIRI is your home for high school sports. We're also going to hopefully bring you some hockey games, maybe some other sports as we are able. Whatever it is, make sure you keep listening because we want to bring as many sports. High school sports to you as we can throughout this winter and heading into the spring. Don't forget, after the show today, we have the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens starting at 12 o'clock. Later on tonight from 6 to 12, we have Max Inc. Radio, your best in local music down in Madison. They bring in all kinds of local bands throughout the state of Wisconsin, and they usually have a live set starting at around 9 o'clock in the in their cavern. Yeah, what do they call that? I can't remember what that is. But it's always a fun live set. You've got Jimmy and Rocker, and you've got the great Terry Barr as well for Max Inc. Radio. So make sure you tune in tonight from 6 to 12. It's a great time for a Saturday night. And then tomorrow on Sunday, of course, I mentioned the polka show. Hopefully we get to play all of that, depending on the Badger game. But then in the evening from 5 to 6, we have a brand new director's cut. James and I are joined by Beth Roan-Habhager, someone you might have heard of before. We're going to talk about the show we're all involved in coming up next weekend at the Lois Canton Studio Theater, a director showcase for Hate Mail. It's a two-person show, and it is a lot of fun, everyone. Very funny show. It's great. Beth and James doing a great job with that. So make sure you come in and check it out, everyone. It's going to be a lot of fun. And listen to Director's Cut. We also have a little fun segment about what are the best Disney characters of all time, since Disney is now celebrating their 100th anniversary this last year. So listen for that as well. It was a lot of fun. Of course, those who know Beth know that she has a Disney background. So that was a lot of fun to draw upon. And then from 6 to 8, we've got a Best of Seth Faces the Music. We're talking about the sun. Nice sunny week this week on Seth Faces the Music. All about songs about the sun. So make sure you tune in there. We also have a Best of Unlabeled as well. James has been working hard on that. He's got a whole bunch of shows in getting ready to go. But this week, we're getting all those ready. So this week, we'll do a Best of that as well. So make sure you tune in for that as we go along here over the weekend. Don't forget, if you are more interested in, of course, country music, we also have some great programming on the weekend over there at 105.5. On the Sunday evening, we have a rebroadcast at 5 o'clock, Trail Tunes. And then from 6 to 8, we have Weekend in the Country. It goes a little country history lesson for everyone. So tune in. Lots of great programming all weekend long here on both WFHR and WIRI, your local Wisconsin Rapids station, your only Wisconsin Rapids local station. Let's throw that out there. All right, we're going to take our first break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to take a dip into the mailbag. We actually do have a little bit this week for the mailbag. We're going to talk about more events, and I want more of your phone calls, 424-2600 or one-touch dialing on the Civic Media app to call into Over the Back Fence. Brought to you by Crockett Septic here on WFHR.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on! Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 49. Some showers tonight. Low 40s. Showers in 51 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, a little breezy, cloudy, 40 degrees. A few sprinkles Veterans Day Monday. Otherwise partly sunny with a high of 49.
It's 48 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, a locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and wherever you go on the Civic Media app. Make sure you download that and take us with you to make sure you do not miss a thing. Let's now, everybody, get into our events happening the coming weeks here as November rolls right along, as we get closer and closer to the end of the year. And it's going to be, I can't believe how fast everything is going. It's going to be an enjoyable time, though. I think there's lots of fun stuff happening throughout Central Wisconsin, throughout our listening area. So we'll get into that. We also have a couple items from our mailbag to get into as well. And if your phone calls, keep those coming. 424-2600, everybody. We want to talk to you here on Over the Back Fence. We are your water cooler. We are the place where you buy and sell items in the area. And we love to hear from you right now. I will get into this information, and I will read what's in front of me. And then as soon as I'm done with that, I will get you your call as soon as I can. All right, let's go ahead and get a couple of mailbag items here. Yes, we technically do still have a mailbag for Over the Back Fence. It's just not been used very much. Very much moths coming out of Over the Back Fence. We have to give away 3.5, there's a half there, bales of dry straw. 3.5 bales of dry straw. This is to give away. If you are interested, 715-423-2095. That's 423-2095 for 3.5 bales of dry straw. They are giving that away. If you're interested, give them a call there at 423-2095, and they can help you out with that. We also have a request here. They're looking to hire some person to plow snow from an asphalt driveway in Saratoga. This is Snow, yes, I guess we are coming up on snow, aren't we? Had to mention it sooner or later. I'm not blaming them. It's good. They are getting ahead of the game before the snow starts to fly. So anyway, they're looking to hire a person to plow snow from an asphalt driveway in Saratoga, located 1 mile south of State Highway 73 on County Highway Z next to Sandy Springs Drive. No sidewalks to shovel, but maybe ask to shovel in front of garage door and front of the door and front door entrance. If you're interested and can help out us old duffers out, very cute. I like that, guys. Please call them 715-886-3654. That's 886-3654. If you can help them out with a little plowing this winter when the snow comes here. They're in Saratoga. Once again, they are located 1 mile south of State Highway 73 on County Road Z next to Sandy Springs Drive, to give you an idea of where they are. And a little note from them. Thank you. They are enjoying the new programming format. Thank you. I appreciate that. Any kind of feedback from our listeners, we love it. We love it. So thank you for that. If you can help them out, give them a call and see what you can do. All right, let's start getting into some activities and other kinds of news here in the area. I did want to remind everyone that all of the Wood County parks in South Wood County and North Wood County parks campgrounds are now closed for the season. But Dexter County Park Campground is still open, and it will remain open until December 2nd. Keep that in mind. The second and third loops will remain open during this time and will be available for camping by reservation only. Dump stations are still available, but all the water filling stations have been shut down for the year. Dexter has a heated shower building that will remain open until it closes once again on December 2nd. Go to their website to make your reservations today. co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks. And that is where you can make your reservations if you're still looking to do a little camping before the snow starts to come here in central Wisconsin. So go ahead and do that right now. If you are interested, you have until December 2nd to camp at Dexter County Park. Let's turn to today. What's happening around the area today? We got lots of different things that we want to clue you in about, everybody. Attention all hunters, as we get ready for rifle hunting season in central Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin, I should say. They have a public sighting in days coming up here at 3350 Range Road in Port Edwards. That is the Wood County Rifle and Pistol Club. This is a public service and sponsored by them. Right now, it's going on, as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, right now until 3 p.m. today. Excuse me. But that's not your only opportunity. Also, next weekend, as we get really geared up for the hunting season, on Saturday, November 16th and Sunday, November 17th, 9 to 3, each of those days that you can go in and get your free sighting there. Once again, this is located at 3350 Range Road in Port Edwards, located 3 miles west off Seneca Road. On Seneca Road off of Highway 73. This is southwest of the Rapid City limits. Just follow the signs from the corner of Seneca Road to Highway 73. Once again, this is sponsored by the Wood County Rifle and Pistol Club. Andy is your contact there. If you have any questions, give him a call at 715-213-3098. Once again, 213-3098, the number if you would get to, this is your big chance to make sure you don't take a chance on missing the big one. Sight your rifle before hunting season begins, and they will be there to give you a hand. Couple other things that are happening right now as we're going over the airwaves. If you're up in the Neillsville area, they're having their 60th annual holiday fair at the United Church of Christ up there in Neillsville, located at 515 West 2nd Street. That is going until 1 p.m. today. You can go get your lunch there. They've got a chicken salad sandwich on a croissant. They've got baked potato soup. That sounds delicious. They've got desserts. That's going till 1 o'clock today. $8 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under. They're also going to have their gift boutique. Their greeting cards, they're going to have their kitchen cupboard, and new-to-you treasures as well. This is all going on today till 1 o'clock at the United Church of Christ at in Neillsville, 515 West 2nd Street. And this is their 60th annual holiday fair. Wow, that sounds like a tradition to me. All right, let's continue here with a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Hi, good morning. We have a washer and dryer, white. It's a Speed Queen washer and dryer for sale, and we'd like $200 for the pair. That's what we're asking.
Okay.
It's negotiable. My phone number is 715-344-3518.
344-3518.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I got a washer and dryer set here for sale, everyone. If you are interested, 344-35818. That's 344-3518. The number to call if you are in need of a washer and dryer set. Give them a call. Also going on right now as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, down at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. In Wisconsin Rapids, the winter market at the Moravian is going on right now. And I can tell you that right now there is a food truck, at least one, in the parking lot, a little barbecue. Ooh, looks so good. Smells so wonderful. Head on down there. You can get some food in the parking lot. Head on down to the basement there and find out all that we have to offer at the winter market at the Moravian. Goes till 1 o'clock. It's every Saturday, 9 to 1. Make sure you check it out. You can also go to their Facebook page, the Winter Market Facebook page. Find out who's there today. And you can also go to the church website, wrmoravian.org, and find out if you more information if you would like to be a vendor at the winter market. And so we do encourage you to do that as well. That's not the only thing that's going on today at the Moravian Church. Busy day over there, everyone. We have the chili dinner coming up. The I believe this is the third year that the Moravian Church has done this. It's going on today from 4 to 7 p.m. It is $8 for years 13 and up. Age of 6 to 12 is $4. 5 and under is free, and you can carry out a quart of chili for $8 if you just want to grab and go. We have got you covered, everyone. Of course, if you stick around, we've got lots of chili and goodies, baked goods, and all the fixins. So make sure if you want to have some good fellowship time and some delicious chili, head on down to the Moravian Church tonight from 4 to 7, 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. And we have, wait, I don't want to get to tomorrow quite yet. There is another thing today that I want to talk about. I don't want to forget this. Last chance, everybody. If you have not done so yet, they had an open house last Saturday as well. But starting at 1 o'clock today at the Tri-City Curling Club, 130 Hurley Street in Wisconsin Rapids, they have an open house. Go check out curling. If you have no idea what it is, go find out. If you know what it is and you want to try it, you've never done it before, oh, it's fun. It is a blast. You know, you might have seen curling on the Olympics, right? It doesn't look that... Okay, maybe I'm being biased here, but it, you know, you watch it, it's like, oh, okay, it's curling. It is a lot of fun to play. I have to say I've done it on a couple of occasions, and it is a lot of fun. So please check it out today at 1 o'clock. There's an open house at Tri-City Curling Club, 131 Hurley Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's I can tell you now, you're probably going to enjoy it. Just be careful. Be careful. Moving on to Sunday, as we get ready for Veterans Day on Monday, and in a little bit we'll have more information about how we can honor those veterans on Veterans Day. A couple of opportunities to talk about, and we'll get to that a little bit. But right now, let's talk about Sunday, because that is when the Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner is going to be happening at the VFW Post 2534 at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall. That is located at 2711 Redden Road in Rapids. It's going from 4:30 to 7 tomorrow, Sunday. It's $12, and it's all you can eat. This includes, of course, spaghetti with either marinara or meat sauce. They have Italian bread with some delicious garlic butter. I love garlic butter. There's, of course, salads, assorted desserts, milk, coffee. They also have a cash bar available for beer and wine and sodas, if you so desire. They're also going to have some limited dinner takeouts will be available as well. And this is a great way to honor veterans and have a delicious meal at the same time. And, of course, also raise some funds for the VFW and all of the great programs and the great fellowship they have for veterans in the area. Can't stress enough how important this is, everybody. That is tomorrow, spaghetti dinner, 4:30 to 7 at the VFW Post 2534. Speaking of the vets, I want to go into a list here our good friend Tom Heiser gave us of all the events happening in November as we move into the end of the year in December as well. And wow, this is really small writing. My goodness. I might have to take the glasses off for this one. Here we go. I mentioned the spaghetti dinner happening tomorrow from 4:30 to 7. Then on Monday, on Veterans Day, there is going to be a veterans ceremony at Veterans Park. That is at 11 a.m. There's also going to be a legacy stone dedication at Assumption High School at 1 p.m. So there's two opportunities there coming up tomorrow. Once again, Veterans Day ceremony, the general one at Veterans Park at 11 a.m. And then the legacy stone dedication will be happening at Assumption High School at 1 p.m. on Veterans Day. Coming up for the rest of the week, let me tell you about what's happening in the greater central Wisconsin and Wood County area. Auburndale Coffee with the Vets will be happening on Tuesday the 12th, starting at 8 a.m. On Tuesday, also on the 12th, Morning Joe and Doe in Stevens Point. That'll be at the Elks Lodge. That is also in the morning. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, on Wednesday, we have our next Heroes Cafe at the Crossview Church. That is at 7:30 a.m., so check that one out, everyone. MSTC on Wednesday. This is very important, everybody. There's a Veterans Benefit Boot Camp taking place starting at 4 o'clock. Now, what this is, according to Tom, is figuring out all the benefits that veterans need and are entitled to and how they can apply and get those benefits. This is very important. So if you are a veteran, you know a veteran, and there's some things that maybe you don't know. Maybe there's some programs you aren't even aware are out there. Well, this is a way to help you get through that and get the process started, get the paperwork going. And that's happening at MSTC, 4 p.m. on Wednesday, the Veterans Benefit Boot Camp. Also on Wednesday, the American Legion Post number 9 is having their monthly meeting at 7 p.m. And there is going to be a film presentation at Alexander Field at 7 on Wednesday as well. We have a little more information about that. I'll get to that in just a little bit. On Thursday, the Rudolph American Legion will be having their meeting at 7 p.m. Thursday, the VFW will be having, in Rapids here, will be having their monthly meeting at 6 p.m. And a quick reminder, there is no second Heroes Cafe this month because of the Thanksgiving holiday happening when it is this year. So once again, no second Heroes Cafe in Rapids for the month of November this year. And because of the Thanksgiving holiday, of course, so keep that one in mind. And they do change the schedule as winter comes along here, everybody. And of course, Tom will be giving us updates every week or every month as to what's going on with veterans as it kind of slows down as the winter months come along here. But we will keep you informed, everyone. So important, all these great veterans activities and how you can be a part of them here in central Wisconsin. All right, time to take a quick break here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, more events coming up for this coming week. Stuff to look forward to, stuff to get involved with, some other meetings that you might be aware, might need to be aware of. And we'll keep it rolling here. And of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. The show is proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.
The Bucks lose to the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got into New York City late Thursday night after winning at home against the Jazz. They lost last night to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. The final, 116-94. Damian Lillard now on falling to just 2 wins and 7 losses so far this season.
You know, when you're in the type of situation we've been in, losing games and trying to find yourself and find identity and get going in the right direction, I think everybody's frustrated. You know, you don't want guys in here happy, not experiencing that when you losing games. But it's, like I said, it's frustrating. I think we got to understand what we're doing and what it looks like when we're having success. You know, that starts with just, you know, simply competing, playing hard. And a lot of the games that we've struggled in, teams are just getting to loose balls more than us. They get into the glass more than us. They playing at a little bit faster pace than we are. That's giving them an advantage and putting us behind in these games. You know, we just got to be much better about that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 49. Some showers tonight. Low 40s. Showers in 51 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, a little breezy, cloudy, 40 degrees. A few sprinkles Veterans Day Monday. Otherwise partly sunny with a high of 49.
It's 48 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Glad to have you with us on this Saturday morning as we get ready to go to the afternoon on a nice fall day out there. The sun would be nice. We've had that the last couple. It's been gorgeous the last couple of days. So nice. Great fall weather out there. If a little on the cool side, of course. But looks like we might give you some sprinkles coming up here and everything on Veterans Day. That's all right. We can handle it. We are getting ready for winter. I keep bringing that. Never mind. All right, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I am looking for reasonably priced or better yet cookbooks to teach my grandkids and great-grandkids and their friends how much tastier everything is when you start from scratch. 715-424-1495.
424-1495, and I agree with you 100%. Always tastes better when you do it from scratch. Yes. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Looking for some cookbooks to show people how to cook the old-fashioned way. Hey, if there's anything more fun than, you know, I know a lot of cooks out there say, you know, you experiment, have fun, you know, don't necessarily have to follow the recipe. But to me also, there's a great satisfaction of, you know, following a recipe and having things turn out the way you want to. Or if you're doing like an old family recipe and you do it and it turns out the way you remember. Oh, that's such a great feeling. And so they're both ways. There's no wrong answer here, right? You can be experimenting and throw whatever in a pot. I like that too, especially when you're making chili. Chili. Sorry, I got myself distracted there. All right, let's keep moving here, everybody. We got more events to cover here in Central Wisconsin. Let's keep it going. And more phone calls, please. 424-2600. Want to hear from you. Coming up the second Monday of every month, which means it's coming up this coming Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., NAMI of Portage and Wood County have a family support meeting. NAMI, by the way, stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Once again, this is happening Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church at 441 Garfield Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Please use the rear entrance. The meeting is open to anyone over the age of 18 who has a family member or friend suffering a mental illness. It's support group for those who are dealing with this. If you want some more information, please give Helen a call. 715-213-6678. Once again, 213-6678 for more information. This is coming up once again on Monday at the United Methodist Church in Wisconsin Rapids, 441 Garfield Avenue, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale today
Beanie Babies from the 1990s. They're in excellent condition. They've never been played with. Phone 715-423-3396. If there's no answer, please leave a message.
423-3396.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. If you are a Beanie Baby aficionado, he looks, sounds like he's got some great ones there. Check it out. Give him a call. 423-3396, the phone number, if you are interested in looking at some of those Beanie Babies once more. 423-3396 is the number to call. Thank you for the calls, everyone. I do appreciate it. Keep them coming. Coming up on Wednesday, let's see here. We got a lot, actually, a few things happening on Wednesday that we want to bring to your attention, everybody. And let's see here if I can find where it is. Oh, okay, there we go. Our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties are having their volunteer reception center training. Coming up on Wednesday, it is going to be at McMillan Library from 5 to 7 p.m. Now, if you're curious about what this is a very cool thing that doesn't take a lot of time, but they are asking. This is something that's very vital if a disaster were to befall our community. The Volunteer Reception Center, or VRC, helps organize volunteers in disaster situations. The VRC provides a system of safety to safely and efficiently turn a crowd of spontaneous volunteers into a screened and organized workforce assigned to specific jobs. Thanks to volunteers who participate in twice annual training exercises, there is a team prepared to operate the VRC in the event of a disaster, but of course more help is needed. If this sounds like something you would be willing and able to do, once again, this is happening on Wednesday at McMillan Library from 5 to 7 p.m. This training, it's a brief training exercise and discussion, and this is, of course, from the United Way in collaboration with Wood County Emergency Management. If you have any questions about this, give Ben a call at 715-421-0390, 421-0390, or email him, ben@uwswac.org. I mentioned something on the veterans events coming up this week. I wanted to go a little bit more in depth about our good friend Tom Heiser. Also told us a little bit about this on Monday during his visit. In recognition of Veterans Day, EAA Chapter 706 in Wisconsin Rapids is hosting a screening of Honor in the Air, the story of decorated Vietnam helicopter pilot and Wisconsin native Scott Alwyn, on this coming Wednesday, November 13th at 7 p.m. The screening is free and open to the public, will be held in the large community hangar at the Wisconsin Rapids Alexander Airport. I would encourage, of course, anyone to check this out. It's a fascinating story. Filmed by award-winning director Susan Reitz. And this is happening once again on this coming Wednesday at Alexander Field in conjunction with the EAA Chapter 706. A fascinating story. We've been told that there is going to be a question and answer period after with the producer and the members of the Alwyn family after the screening. So if you have any questions, they can hopefully answer those for you. There will also be some artifacts from his service on display. So a very cool event coming up on Wednesday, 7 o'clock, the screening of the film Honor in the Air, and some question and answer session afterwards, plus some great artifacts as well. So go and check that out. We do encourage you to do that. More blood giving opportunities coming up in Wisconsin Rapids here that we want to make you aware of this coming Thursday. There is going to be a Red Cross blood donation opportunity at the ODC, 1191 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, going from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Another opportunity, everybody, for you to give some blood. Always in need the blood, and with all the natural disasters happening now that have happened down in the southeast with the hurricanes, now we're talking about the wildfires in California. The need has never been greater, people. This is really important. So if you are able, please, please, please give some blood. This Thursday, you can do it at the ODC, 1191 Huntington Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have some more opportunities coming later on in November as well. So mark your calendars, please. If you are able to give, we do ask you to do that. Let's move on to, let's see, wait, what time is it? I'm going to check this. Okay, I can do a couple more here. Moving on to next weekend, we have another a whole bunch of events going on that we want to make you aware of. We have, let's see, wait a minute. We're talking Friday here. Yeah, let's talk Friday. So Trinity Lutheran Church in Port Edwards is having a bake sale and rummage sale on both Friday, the 15th from 8 to 4, and then again on Saturday from 8 to noon. This is at, of course, Trinity Lutheran Church, 990 3rd Street in Port Edwards. Bring the whole family. Bring friends. Bring your neighbors. There's going to be a big old sale going on, along with lots of great baked goodies. Those are always the best. At Trinity Lutheran Church, 990 3rd Street in Port Edwards, happening next Friday the 15th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Saturday the 16th from 8 a.m. to noon. Go and join with them and have some fun. Now, lots of theater happening next week. Of course, I encourage you to come see our director showcase show, because I am the director, so of course I'm going to say that. Coming up next Friday and Saturday at the Los Canton Studio Theater at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, 7 o'clock is the start time for both nights. Come see James and Beth as they play two characters who kind of coincidentally meet because of a letter for a refund, and that is where it starts, and it gets all crazy from there, ladies and gentlemen. I do encourage you to come for that. Tickets are on sale. Go to wrctheater.org and buy your tickets right now. You can do it online. Limited seating, of course, because it is the small studio theater, but I want to let everybody know that there is some adult language and adult situations, so this is not for everybody, but it is very funny. I'll put that out there. It is a very funny and entertaining show, and I believe you will enjoy it. That's next Friday and Saturday, the 15th and the 16th, 7 o'clock, at the Lois Canton Studio Theater at the Community Theater in Wisconsin Rapids. Lincoln High School is also putting on some theater. Their theater department is presenting 12 Angry Jurors, one of my favorite plays of all time, based on the Emmy Award-winning television movie by Reginald Rose. This is going to be November 16th, 15th and 16th at 7:30 p.m. And then the 17th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $7 each. You can buy those at the door, or you can get them ahead of time at showtixforyou.com. That's show, T-I-X, the number 4 and the letter U.com. This will be taking place, of course, at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids over at Lincoln High School. Get your tickets today, everyone, to see 12 Angry Jurors, just a great play, one of my all-time favorites. One more thing I want to talk about coming up next Saturday that we want you to be aware of, because it's very cool. The 2024 WIAA State 8 Player Football Tournament is coming to Rapids on the 16th. It's going to be from about 1 to 4 o'clock at Southwood County Stadium on 16th Street. Make sure you check that out. Here's something to know, everybody. Admission is a cashless system. Tickets are $11, and you need your mobile device to get the tickets. So keep that in mind. Go to you can go to the WIAA 8-player football page, and you can be directed there on how to get tickets to this event. But there's also a parking, a $5 parking fee for vehicles as well. So keep all of that in mind if you're going to go and see the 8-man state tournament here in Rapids. Cool that we're hosting it. Love the fact that we get to do that sort of thing here in Central Wisconsin, because, well, it's Central Wisconsin. You know, it just makes sense. All right, last break, everyone. I'm going to take that one right now. When we come back, a few more items of interest that I will be talking about. Hopefully get more phone calls from you, 715-424-2600. And we will wrap up the show. Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here on WFHR.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they
they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 49. Some showers tonight. Low 40s. Showers in 51 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, a little breezy, cloudy, 40 degrees. A few sprinkles Veterans Day Monday. Otherwise partly sunny with a high of 49.
Right now, it's 49.
Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Over the Back Fence, 97.5 FM. Take us anywhere on the Civic Media app. Download that today if you have not done so. That's also a great way to call us up. You can make WFHR your favorite station, which you should do anyway, I would say. And then you can call us up right from that. There's one-touch dialing if you want to get on this show right here, 424-2600. That is the number to call if you're using more traditional calling implements, a.k.a. a telephone. That's a word that's lost all meaning. What is a telephone? What is it anymore? I don't know. Oh, goodness. Let's keep it going here, everyone, as we get ready to wrap up the show for this week. We will be back again next week with another Over the Back Fence from 11 to 12. So make sure you tune in for that, everyone. We have a later football game. By the way, I did find my sports list, so I'm going to get into that before we wrap up the show here. Find out what's coming up on sports on WFHR and WIRI in the coming week. But first, a couple more things I want to get into happening in Central Wisconsin. We have Story Time with Santa. Yes, we are in that season, everybody. Coming up Saturday, November 16th at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 2651 8th Street South. Come visit Santa Claus for story time. Santa will be reading a story to the kids starting at about 10:30 a.m. After the story, you can get a photo with Santa, eat some cookies, make kids' crafts, and even write and mail a letter to Santa. Parents can get a head start on Christmas shopping by checking out the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center's Holiday Gifts and Art Fair. Lots of great stuff there to pick up for the holidays, everybody. Good art, fabulous gifts also. So that's another reason to head on down there. Doors open at 10. Story begins at 10:30. Like we said, photos and activities will run until about 1 p.m. A $5 suggested donation per child is what all they're asking for. Go to the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center's Facebook page and their website for more information. Once again, that is next Saturday, November 16th, from 10 to 1 at the CWCC, 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's see if there's any more events here I want to quickly touch on as we move through this Saturday morning. We do have a couple more opportunities to give some blood through the Community Blood Center. I want to make sure I touch on these so you can make your plans right now. This is happening Tuesday, November 19th from 10 to 3, and then Monday, November 25th from 2 to 7. This is held at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Please call to make an appointment because those are appreciated. 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102. Like I said, they're appreciated, but if they have any openings and you want to walk up to this event, I'm sure they'll try to fit you in if at all possible. Keep that in mind. This is coming up November 19th at the 2, that's a Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then again, Monday, November 25th from 2 to 7. You know the instruction. You know how this goes, everybody. And once again, please, if you're able, please give blood. It is very, 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 very important. Let's look ahead a little bit, everyone, and look at some events that we want to highlight, especially coming at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. They are organizing a community Thanksgiving dinner on the Monday, November 25th from 5 to 7. This is going to feature, of course, some turkey, some ham, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, all the fixings, everybody. Some pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce. Once again, this is a community meal. Free to the general public. Keep that in mind. It is free to everybody, and but because of that, they are in need of some fixins. Everybody, they need your help to. They want some donations. They're hoping to serve 150 people. I love that. That is so amazing. Stop in, make a donation to the Elks Lodge. You can do business sponsorships for a menu item. You can volunteer to serve. There's so many different ways you can help out for this Thanksgiving community Thanksgiving dinner they're doing at the Elks Lodge. Please help whatever you can. If not, just come and have a great meal on Monday the 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. If you're not going to be actually having a regular traditional turkey dinner on Thursday, you're going to be alone or something like that, I would encourage you to do this. It's for the entire community. I want to stress this. This is just for everybody to have fellowship together in the community for a delicious turkey meal. Get ready for the next. Oh, by the way, I wanted to say a big shout out to everybody in the area. From what I saw and what I heard, the turnout for the Glenn Miller Orchestra on Thursday was really, really good. Thank you for supporting the arts here in Wisconsin Rapids, everybody, and the great shows they do. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Pam Winch, she said she had a lot of fun. So that's very, very cool. That we have another show coming up in December. It's the Christmas show, everyone. It's Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Christmas with you. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be that December 12th. That's a Thursday at 7:30 p.m. How cool is that? I know from what I've heard. Now, I'm not from the area, but I have heard that Boogie and the Yo-Yos are kind of a legendary band around here. So make sure you make sure you get your tickets, everybody, because it looks like a super duper fun time. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the events. If you have an event that you would like us to talk about on Over the Back Fence, on the morning show, over on WIRI, we can mention it with our DJs that we have there now. If you have anything like that, send us a flyer, info@wfhr.com. Pam will get it, and she will get it to us. You can bring it in here at 1690 2nd Avenue South during our normal business hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. You can bring that in. Please get us these events. We want to share them with the greater community here in central Wisconsin. So please do that, and we do appreciate getting us that information. All right, let's take a quick look at sports coming up the coming week. Coming up on Tuesday at 7:05, we have the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. That's the coach's show for the Badgers. And then on Wednesday at 7:05, we got the Luke Fickell Show. Going to be talking about, of course, the game coming up against Oregon, what's happened in the past few weeks, the rough game against Iowa. So it'll be interesting to hear what Coach Fickell says about the rest of the season as we go along here. On Friday here at WFHR, we have the Wisconsin men's basketball. They are hosting Arizona. That's going to start at 7 o'clock on Friday night. On Saturday, Wisconsin will be hosting Oregon at 4:30 p.m. is when the pregame starts. 5:30 is going to be kickoff for Wisconsin Badgers football taking on the Oregon Ducks. And that means that there will be Over the Back Fence next week. So keep that in mind, everyone. 11 to 12 every Saturday when we're not preempted by sports. Then coming up on Sunday, our first women's Badger game, Badger basketball game. It starts at 1:40 p.m., and they're going to be hosting UW Milwaukee. So let's see, the women Badgers start their season in basketball. We're happy to, of course, bring those games to you as well. As much Badger sporting events as we can. That's what we want to do around here. And then coming up on Monday, of course, Playmakers at 5 o'clock. This is the 18th. Right after that, we'll lead right into the Wisconsin men's basketball game hosting University of Texas Rio Grande Valley as they continue their non-conference season. The Badgers basketball team looking pretty good so far. We'll see what that does for them. And we'll keep that going. And, of course, more Badger stuff all season long. We'll be bringing that to you as much as we possibly can. Now, there is going to be a little bit something a little bit different coming up this week in our normal lineup of local shows here, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we have the morning show from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. We've got Midday Magazine from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. We've got Playmakers from 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Tuesday, it is the world premiere of Community Stories with Melissa Kay. She's going to start off with a veteran series of interviews. This is going from 5 to 6 on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, the world premiere of Community Stories Junior, again put together by our news director here, the great Melissa Kay. She's been working very, very hard on this, and we are very excited and very pleased to bring you these new shows coming up this week. It's been a long wait. It's been a long wait, but this is because we wanted everything to be good and ready to go, and we are now ready and super duper happy about it. That is going to wrap it up today, everyone. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Good week ahead. I hope everyone's got a chance to have some fun and relax this weekend. Let's not talk about, get that politics stuff out of here. We're done with that for a little while anyway. And have a little fun. Enjoy your family and enjoy the weather here in central Wisconsin as we wrap up Over the Back Fence. So long, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.